Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So for this week's Great Rosary campaign, I'd like for us to pray for LeVar Burton. He is the famous actor behind Reading Rainbow and also for playing chief engineer of the USS Enterprise D, Geordi LaForge, in Star Trek The Next Generation. Some of you perhaps know, I am a Trekkie, live long and prosper, love Star Trek. Obviously, it's not a perfect series. There are some worldview issues with some of it, but so much of it is so fun, inspiring, thought-provoking. Captain Kirk, Captain Picard, Spock, Bones, especially Captain Picard were such models for me in some ways growing up. You know, Captain Picard, like the stoic, you know, captain, statesman, educated man who just exhibited profound wisdom in so many things that he did. But also Geordi LaForge, this incredibly competent engineer who's constantly coming up with new and innovative solutions to things. So I've always loved LeVar and love all those characters. So we're going to be doing some more Great Rosary campaigns for a number of these actors who are still alive, thank God, and who affected my life so positively for so long and still do, because I still watch Star Trek, that they would come to Christ and the church. And I actually discovered that LeVar Burton was actually baptized and raised Catholic. I don't know all the stories or all the circumstances surrounding him leaving the church. I know that he was briefly in seminary, I believe, as a teenager. But he later left the church. Again, I don't know why. I'm not passing judgment. But I'd like for all of us to pray that LeVar returns to full communion with the church. And to that end, the suggested penance will be a 24-hour water fast, adjusted for your state in life like normal. So if you're elderly or a day laborer or sick or whatever, less than 24 hours is completely fine. Do whatever you can. But if you can do it, a 24-hour water fast, just water, for the sake of LeVar Burton, the actor behind Reading Rainbow, and Geordi LaForge in Star Trek, we hope that he lives long and prospers, particularly unto eternal life. And LeVar, thank you so much for all the work you've done. If you happen to see this, I don't know the story behind why you left the church. God knows there's been plenty of bad things and wicked things and evil things that have happened in the church on occasion, but as somebody who converted to the Catholic faith, despite all those things, I've seen how God has preserved it miraculously over 2,000 years since Christ himself. So, you know, in the unlikely event we ever meet, and if I could ever be helpful in discerning some of that, I'm happy to, but I wanted you to know how grateful I am for your work. And even if you don't particularly care to be prayed for in this way, I want you to know that it comes from a place of complete love and appreciation and respect for you, and we hope that you come back to the church. With that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.